sometimes we don't understand why we gotta go through stuff, or why we've been going through stuff, and why we've been in that place with that stuff for so long. There's so many times in our lives that we think that that thing is dead, or it cannot be restored, or we think that we lost this or we lost that. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of holding on to that thing that was done or that thing that was said, when God wants to revive us on today. He wants to revive us. He wants us to get back into our proper place and our proper positions, that we may be able to continue on. We may be able to understand what he is doing. Yeah, it's not our plan. It's his plan. We may have some plans. We may even have it all mapped out, how we want to do it, when we want to do it, and how old we're going to be by the time we do it. But then it don't never work out that way. And because it does not work out that way, it have a tendency of putting us in a different kind of way, in our minds and even in our thoughts. It's not your plan. God says that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh God, we come to you on today, and we just want to glorify you and lift you up on today, because we know, Lord, that you are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, God, and we just want to exalt you and lift you up and let you know just how much we love you, Lord. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship, Lord, because there's so many times in our lives that we get so consumed by the cares of this world and this life that we're not mindful enough, that we are putting you in a place of neglect. But we're not going to neglect you on tonight, God. We're going to tell you that we appreciate you. We're going to let you know that we love you. We're going to let you know, Father God, that we are grateful, Father, for all the things that you did, good or bad. Oh God, we want to acknowledge you as being the sole source and the very essence of our being. You are the creator of all creations. You are the epitome of a creation. You are the epitopic of our being. It is you, God, that makes everything happen. It is you, Lord, that speaks a word, and you don't go, and it is so, because everything that you say is simply yes and amen. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch us on tonight, God. Let your people know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you ain't forgot about the promise. Let your people know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the healer. Let your people know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the way maker. Let your people know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the comforter. Let your people know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the creditor. Let your people know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are simply that. You are the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That is who you are, God. And we want to acknowledge you as being so. We are not going to put no limits on you. And if by chance we are, we're pulling them down right now, because we know you are limitless, God. There is nothing that is impossible with you. You are able and you are capable. Your arms are not slack and neither are they short. I'm asking you to touch us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may remember just who you are. Oh God, I'm asking you to be our Koshana. Oh God, put coals of fire on my tongue, that it burn up in me, and everything that's not like you, Lord, that I only speak the oracles of you. Give me what to say and how to say it. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. That your word will go forward just as it is, Lord, and that's with power. Oh God, I'm asking you to break up some things and even shake up some things on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That your people will know without a shadow of a doubt that you, Lord, are real. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It ain't your plan. How you the local son? Oh, my mind need a local seer. Oh, Baba, shit, a local seer. You the local seer. We don't understand a lot of stuff. I want y'all to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens, and I want y'all to write down all that stuff. All that stuff that you thought was dead in you. All them things that you thought that you couldn't do and God said you could. I want you to write down all these things in expectation of what God is going to do for you on tonight. Oh, mamá, me lo consigo. The thing that seems like it's so hard for you to believe that can happen for you. The thing that you believe ain't gonna happen for you because it has not yet happened for you. I want you to write down this stuff. I want you to write down all them things that causes you to feel in your mind that it ain't so. And God's word is simply yes and amen. I want you to write down that thing that you feel is impossible because you can't see it. But I want you to be encouraged of the possibilities that God is. God is. All them hurts. All them old hurts. All them old things. I want you to write down that stuff too. I want you to write it all down. See, because all these things are hindrances. That doubt. The shame, that embarrassment, that fear. They're not thinking that you are enough, and you are that you need that you don't go see to prove yourself. You got to do that. All these things. Oh, my mind, they don't go shut me like I see. Oh, God, touch us in our hearts on tonight and fulfill us with your spirit within our hearts, our bodies, our minds, and our soul on today, God. Let us decrease that you may increase within our lives and even in our hearts, God, that we would not get into a place of pride, heartiness, or even being dainty. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to humble our under your mighty hand, God. Casting all our cares at your feet, all our troubles, all our worries, all our concerns, Father. Oh, God. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be empty and pure as we declutter our thoughts, as we declutter our hearts on today, God, that we may line up and get positioned, Father God, consciously as well as subconsciously. I'm asking you to help us, God, on tonight, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives. Oh, God, you know what each and every last one of us need. You even know what we don't need. You know what we struggle with, God. You know the things, Father God, that is a challenge in our lives. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to continue to embrace the new as you have already renewed us, Lord. So we're going to forget about that old stuff, them old ways, those old actions, God. And we're going to walk in the newness of your glory. Right now, God, we crying out to you that you may revive us on today, God. Revive that marriage. Revive that brother and that sister relationship. Revive that family relationship, that mother and that daughter. I'm asking you to revive some things on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Revive that dream that we had, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we thought was dead or it could not be accomplished. Oh, God, I'm asking you to revive the hope in the inside of your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may know their place in you, God. I'm asking you to revive us, Lord, as we have rededicated ourselves unto you, God, as we have emptied ourselves out unto you, God. We're not going to do what we used to do. We're not going to think the way we used to think, because you have renewed us. And because you have renewed us, God, we're entering in that we may be revived in you, Jesus. Touch us on tonight, Father God. Touch us, Lord. Hold my mind, little Goshana, that we may be able to understand that it ain't our plan. And it may not work out the way that we want it to work out, but we know that you're going to work it out. And even though we may not be able to see it, we know you do your best work in the dark. Because if we knew what you were doing, Father God, we'll put our hands to it and we'll mess it up. We'll sabotage it on our own, not even knowing that we're sabotaging it, because we're looking at it thinking that we're doing the right thing. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to lean to our own understanding, but let us to get an understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be free even from our own thoughts, even from our own selves, Lord. I'm asking you to rain down your glory in this place, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your glory train may rest in here, God, that each and every individual that's in here, Father God, they will not leave the same way that they came. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father, that you would do what you do best, and that's simply seeing about your people. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to talk about Joseph on tonight. How you don't go see. The Lord gave me Joseph when he started talking about reviving on tonight. When he started ministering to me, he started talking to me about Joseph. And in the midst of him talking to me about Joseph, he said, tell the people that there's a revision in the pain. It's a revision in the pain. See, because don't nobody know the struggles that we go through individually in our minds or even in our hearts. Don't nobody really know that that experience that you had, how bad it hurt and how deep it cut. Don't nobody really know that you need to be reborn again in certain experiences because it killed you. It killed your hope. It killed your vision. It killed you. You were dead. You were dead because you thought and believed that it couldn't be or it won't be or it ain't gonna be because of this or because of that. But not only did God renew us on last night, he said he's going to revive us on today. And so we're going to talk about Joseph. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of history about Joseph, and then we're going to go to the book of Genesis. And we're going to go to chapter 50. The name of the sermon tonight is Revision Through the Pain. And then it's a colon and two words, to revive. See, we need to get some history about Joseph so that we may be able to understand some things. So when I start reading the definitions of some of this stuff, you'll understand where I'm coming from. It all started when Joseph had a dream. Joseph had a dream subconsciously, and I keep telling y'all, when you sleep, you're in the spirit realm. Subconsciously, which is the spirit realm, where the Lord was showing him some things about him. Now, Joseph may not have understood that first dream because he had several dreams. And when he went to his people and tried to tell them about that dream, it triggered some things in them. It triggered some things in them, and it made them feel some type of way because he was dreaming and they wasn't. God was showing him some things about him, but they don't know their place. They don't know what they're there for. They don't know how they're going to do this. They don't know when. See, when you start sharing some intimate details with folk about what God has already told you, it triggers some things in them. And let me tell you something. They may not even recognize it, but it's a reason why you go to them and tell them something. Because they got a purpose in that vision. Let me stop there. See, we need to understand some things. In the midst of Joseph sharing his things with his siblings, it made them all feel some type of way. And so it caused them to start murmuring and talking about him behind his back, plotting evil and wicked things about them because the dream said that he was going to be in one place and they in another. See, a lot of times when God is raising you up, everybody can't go with you. A lot of times when God is trying to show you something about you, you have to accept that thing. Listen to this, and it's proven in his word. Read the story about Joseph. Listen to this. See, when God starts showing Joseph who he was going to be, he never showed him what he had to get through to become. Did y'all hear that? When God showed Joseph what he was going to become, he never told him when. Are y'all following me? See, our plan is the Lord told me this and the Lord showed me this. Then he sent to confirm somebody this and such and such and such and such. So that, and see, this is a thing right here that they don't preach about. Let me say this about Joseph. When Joseph starts sharing this thing, there was absolutely no doubt in his mind. Joseph got excited. And he was so excited, he had to tell somebody. Is that not accepting? That's accepting what God said. He got so excited, and then he went to sleep, and then he dreamed again. Not only did he dream again, but the people that was over him even did the same thing that the other folk did in the first dream. And it made them feel some type of way. His father said, so what you trying to tell me? I'm going to be bowing down to you. I'm greater than you. I am already somebody. You okay, that's good. Let's move on a little bit more. See, Joseph did not really understand his dreams. He just knew it was something good. He wanted it, and he was excited about it. Now, these things happened to him subconsciously. The name of the sermon is Revision Through the Pain. What is revision? It's the act, the process, or the result of making something different. Revision. So he did. Did not God do that yesterday for us? He renewed us, right? Ain't that something different? It's something different. What is to revive? Revive is to return to consciousness of life. It's to become active or flourishing again. See, because sometimes we get so low. I'm going to get ahead of myself. Let me finish this right quick. To restore from a depressed, inactive, or unused state. This is revive. Let me start from the top. It's to return to consciousness or life. It's to become active or flourishing again. It's to restore from a depressed state, an inactive state, or an unused state. It's to bring back to renewing in the mind or memory. It's to bring back to life, practice, or activity. It's to bring back to a former condition or vigor. It's to gain consciousness again. See, because sometimes we lose consciousness. How many times have y'all heard me to say, gather yourself? Because you lose consciousness. You lose insight. You lose hope. You lose the vision. You lose the hope. You lose the vision. You lose the hope. Because it ain't happening. Or because you're going through something that you've been going through for so long. That what is consciousness? Consciousness is the quality of state of being aware, especially of something within one's self. Sometimes we can't see our own value. So you need to gather yourself. It's the upper level of mental life of which the person is aware, as contrasted with unconscious processes. That's just what I told y'all about his dream. He's aware of it subconsciously, but he's not consciously. So I've heard people tell me dreams and they say, oh, it just felt so real. It didn't. But then when you wake up, you still lose that hope. Because that real feeling wasn't real. That real feeling is just trying to get you to accept or embrace it consciously, just as you did subconsciously. Because it happens in the spirit first. I'm just trying to help somebody. Anybody. Everybody. That's it. So that we can remember. See, they were so angry at Joseph, and so they felt like they had to compete anyway because he was favored by his father. His father gave him a coat of many colors. They was already jealous and already feeling some type of way, and then in the midst of it, he come all excited about what God has already revealed to him, along with pride. Y'all know Joseph was a very prideful man. Damn. God had to pull him down a couple times. But he revived him many times. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. The Bible declares that they threw him in a dark pit. How many times you go into that pit of depression? That pit of sadness. Not feeling like you're a part of. Not thinking that you loved. I'm not good enough or I'm useless. What you competitive and come on, somebody. How many times we get that and we think that we can't climb out of it or it's a struggle to? Because when they threw him down in the pit, they didn't give him a rope. They didn't. But God always got a ram in the bush, y'all. The Bible says his older brother Reuben, if I'm not mistaken, said, you know what? Don't y'all kill him, because they want to kill him. Reuben didn't know that he was saving his brother's life because his brother was going to save theirs. See, anybody get that? See, because what people say about you and what they do to you, it may be evil and wicked, but they don't know the end game. Now, when Joseph was in that pit, I guarantee you that every dream he ever had, not only am I in a pit, I'm in a dark place. Ain't no light. We're talking about the biblical days. They ain't even throw down no burning wood to give them some light. Because they wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him. See, he had me to play that song rewritten tonight. Listen to this. Love was meant to hurt you. Listen to this. Sometimes in your journey of being revived, God got to separate you from that very person that you love so much. The very people that you love so much. Because if he ain't loved nobody else, he loved his brother and his daddy. Did y'all hear what I say? He loved them. So, and Reuben, sparing his lives from his brother, they sold them to get them out of their sight. Because they did not want to see him anymore. And they knew if they sell him into slavery, he will always be a slave. Now that's what they thought. Now listen to this. When somebody talking about you, or somebody doing evil against you, or somebody such and such, or they trying to plot against you, or whatever it may be, pay attention. Joseph could not defend himself. Not only could he not defend himself, sometimes you just got to be quiet. You ain't got to defend yourself. In the midst, they did not know what they were doing. They were pushing him into his divine destiny. So what you think people think about you, let them think it. What is it pushing you into? Your purpose. What is it pushing you into? See, all this stuff was meant to hurt us. Because if it hurt us, it's going to teach us. It'll give us some kind of compassion. It'll give us some kind of hope. The two words he told me to put were three. Hope, faith, and love. Baby, let me tell you something. When you lose your hope, you lose consciousness. What that young lady said last night? I saw a grave, a casket, and it was in a grave. She didn't say I saw a casket. She said I saw a casket in the grave. And it was opened up, and it was me in there. And the Lord said that I was dead. But life was renewed. And it, see, you may think that that love affair is dead because of the distance or the conversations or that. You may think that that relationship with your siblings is dead because of that. But see, you may think that, and all I can think about is myself and how I was exiled from my family. You see, and I told y'all what the Lord told me. He said, if I had not separated that, you would not have ever embraced your destiny in me. Why? Because of what they were saying, what they was thinking of. What was they saying to him? You ain't this, and you ain't with that. This is everything that they were saying to Joseph. This was the, are y'all getting it? So, don't push away that person that's saying what you are and what you can be. But push away that person that's saying what you can't and what you'll never be. See, we got to get this tonight to revive. The Bible declares that in the midst of it, Joseph got there, and because he was a dreamer, an interpreter of dreams, he had to go through some things. Joseph had to go through some things to get to his destiny. Joseph was thrown in jail. He was lied on. They talked about him. He was tried. He was in prison for years, locked up. People made a promise and said they was gonna help him, didn't help him. People, but if you pay attention, he always had a duty. The Bible declares that when he was put in jail, in prison, because it say prison, not jail, when he was sent to prison, that he obtained favor with the man over the prison, and the man over the prison made him over the people. He had favor when they first sold him, and he went to the king's house. See? He had so much favor and was recognized so much until the king's wife wanted him. And because she couldn't have him because of his loyalty, his faithfulness, she got mad. And then she lied. That's what got him in prison. When asked a question and he told the truth, he still wasn't believed. He never once tried to convince the king. He just accepted. See, the one thing with Joseph, whether good or bad, he accepted it. He accepted it. He didn't try to convince the king, absolutely. The king asked him. He told the truth and denied it. And the king did not believe him. How many times you hear the truth and you don't believe it? About yourself. How many times the Lord has said something to you about you and you couldn't accept it because it ain't happened in, say, years? Years. How long do we have to wait? See, God had to first teach Joseph how to put that pride down first. And then he had to teach him how to have compassion. passion before the reunion took place. Okay. See, how can you forgive if you ain't got no compassion? Look at you. See, Joseph had to look at his own life in order to forgive. Let's go to the book. The Bible says that in the midst of Joseph getting all this favor, that when he came up out of prison, that Pharaoh had a dream. In him having that dream, Joseph interpreted it. And Joseph interpreting that dream, he gave Joseph, say, authority over everything he had. Again. See, did I say again? Because a lot of people think that it's dead and it's no hope because this was taken and that didn't stop her. That was severed or that was taken. Okay, so the Bible says that in the midst of it, God gave Joseph wisdom on what to do, and he did it. And then the famine came. This is Potiphar's dream. The famine came. In the midst of the famine coming, which is hunger and lack, in the midst of all this coming now, Joseph was using wisdom. And not knowing that it had spread it all over the entire nation, his brothers came and he recognized them. Let me say this again. Revision through the pain. But they didn't recognize him. What is revision? It's the act, it's the process, or the result of making different. They didn't recognize him because he looked different. He walked different. He talked different. He did things differently. They didn't recognize him because who they sold him to, he became part of. And because he became part of, he became different. He was wearing the Egyptian's makeup. He was wearing their wigs. He was walking around the head man in charge. He was the, you see that revision? Yeah. See, sometimes God got to revise us. He got to make us different before some things can be reconciled. Before some things can be put back in its proper position, in its proper place. He got to make us different. The revision. He got to revise some things. So, the Bible says, when he saw them, you know they had to look like beggars because it was famine in all the land. The Bible says he looked at them and had to run away because it brought back some painful memories. And all he can do was cry. But pay attention to this. He didn't want to lose them again, y'all. Ha! He didn't want to lose them again. So he set it up using wisdom that they had to come back to him. And in the midst of it, he wanted to teach them a lesson. Because that was their flesh. He wanted to teach them a lesson. In the lesson that he wanted to teach them, ain't that the way it looked like? He wasn't teaching them no lesson. I'm going to say it again. He didn't want to lose them again. And he wanted to see all the people. Where my dad? Where my brother? Where's the, I see these folk, these the ones that did me like this, so I'ma put them in the jail. A dark place where they gonna lose hope. I'ma do that. But all the time, he had a hidden motive and a hidden intention. It wasn't to hurt them. It wasn't. He just wanted what was taken from him, and he had to endure the pain. All them years, y'all. That was a lot of years. So, the Bible declares that in the midst of it, he had compassion. When I say the Lord had to teach him, put that pride down and have compassion. He had compassion. I'm making a long story short. I want y'all to read scriptures, y'all, please. The Bible declares that in the midst of it, that his father came. And when his father saw him, I'm going to say he was revived. Life came back into him. Because the Bible says he mourned his son. Because the others told him that he was dead. He wasn't dead. The lion, tigers, and bears tore him up. They did his coat. Yeah. They destroyed the one thing that was precious. Y'all paying attention? So, in the midst of it, when Jacob came, he lived in the land for 17 years, and then the Bible said he died. They knew that Joseph wasn't going to do nothing to them as long as his father was living. But now they're scared. And they thought he was going to exact revenge. Let's go to the book. This is it right here, y'all. Genesis chapter 50. After Joseph buried his father, he returned back home. Let's start at 15. And when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph would peradventure hate us and would certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall you say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brother and their sin. For they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespasses of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. Now, mind you, Joseph already forgave him because he could have killed him a long time ago. But they didn't know that. What did they do, y'all? They leaned to their own understanding. They leaned to their own understanding. And what happened? Guilt overtook them. They lost hope. They was afraid. God wanted to revive them. They did not even know that they was going to be revived. They had to go through what they went through so God could show them what was inside of their heart. And Joseph had to go through what he went through so God could show him what was in his heart. Is y'all getting it? It was all for a purpose. It was already planned out. He the author and the finisher of our faith. We walk around here and we think and believe everybody against us. This always happens to us. No, it keeps happening to you because God trying to show you what's inside of you because he wants you to see what you don't see. He wants you to understand that he see the best in you, but you don't. What that song say? I would not have never known, just I knowing it I was, if it wasn't for the what? Beating, the shaking, the pressing, that I would not have never known. I would not have never known that God was going to make me great if I did not experience this and go through this. Because his greatness cannot be inside of me if I still got this inside of me. So he got to show me me. Pay attention. Listen to this. This is what he said. The Bible says he wept. So what that mean? He got compassion, right? He got compassion. And his brother also went and fell down before his face, and they said, behold, we be thy servants. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? In other words, that ain't my plan. Listen to what he said. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. See, I keep on telling you that what God put down inside of you is not for you. It's okay for to confess. It's okay for to walk around and tell your story, because your story can help somebody else. It can save somebody else from making the same mistakes that you did. And your mistake is nothing but a masterpiece. Come on, somebody. Your mistake will turn you into a masterpiece. Joseph's mistake turned him into what? His brother's mistake saved them from what? Death. God revived Joseph when he was depressed, when he was sad, when he was hopeless, when he had it and then lost it, when he got it again and then lost it again, when he thought he saw his way, when he got blinded again, God still revived him. He let him know, you are valuable in my kingdom, but I got to teach you not to be prideful. I got to teach you to have compassion. I got to teach you to love in spite of, to forgive the unforgivable, to accept the unacceptable. I got to teach you some things, because what I'm teaching you is not just for you. I'm giving you wisdom through your experience so that you'll know what to do next. I may not tell you what to do next, but through your experience, you're not going to handle it the way that you handled it before, because I have made you different. Did y'all get that? I made you different. Revision. It's the act, the process, or the result of making different. No, it ain't your plan. Throw your plans out the window. Stop putting a timeline or a limit on God. Let God be God in you, through you, for him. It's all for a purpose. Everything that you experience, baby, is for a purpose. And it's intentional. Joseph didn't know it was intentional until it dawned on him. What you thought evil about me, what you did evil to me, what you spoke evil about me, when you acted evil against me, it all worked out not just for my good, because look at me. You see, the dreams came true, and I didn't act. But because I had to learn not to throw it in your face, I got compassion. So let's live our best life. The Bible says that Joseph had so much favor with Potiphar the Pharaoh. And so when Joseph went to him and said, my father and my family has come, their little ones and their cattle, he said, and I'm coming to you asking you for permission. Where can I put them in such and such and such and such and such? He said, well, what kind of work do they do? He said, let me go get my brothers and brought them to him. They said, we are sheep keepers. We do the herds and all that. And then Potiphar broke out and said this. I'm telling you, listen to this. He said, I want you to give your family the best land. I keep telling y'all, it's who you attached to. I want you to get him the best land. And then I'm going to get him a job. Make them captains over all my cattle. All my stuff. So not only was Joseph elevated, but his attachments got elevated. And they did not even know the people. Just like I said, guilty by association, say prosperity through association. Did you hear what I say? We ain't talking about God. We think that this person don't like me, and this person hate me, and this person don't. Baby, let me sit up here and tell you. You being pushed into your purpose in God, your destiny in him. Accept what he done already said about you, for you, to you. Because he going to do it through you. Do I need to say that again? Accept what he said about you, to you, for you, because he's going to do it through you. He's going to do it through you. You just got to accept it. Get excited about, the Lord going to make me a billionaire. I don't know when and I don't know how long I got to wait, but I'm walking in it and I accept it. The Lord said that I'm finna get ready to get married, baby. I don't know who it is. And Lord, behold, God, you know what's best for me. I'm waiting. We got to get excited about what God done said. That thing that we thought was dead, that friendship you thought was dead, got to revive it. That marriage you thought was dead, got to revive it. That relationship with your siblings and your families, baby, got to revive that thing. Why? Because there has been something taking place in you that's called revision, and he has made you different. Old things have passed away, and all things are new. It ain't begin again, baby. It's staying in it. It's staying in it. What Dottie McClellan said, we fall down, but we get back up. God will revive you. Don't stay in that dark place. Don't stay in that depressed place. Don't stay in that place where you think and believe that there's no hope, or it ain't no change, or it can't change, or it won't change, or I'm waiting for it to change. You're waiting on your change. Because God knows. He knows what we need and even what we don't need. Yes, it's going to hurt. Yes, things may not go your way and happen the way that you wanted to when you wanted to. But God got to make you different in order to revive you. You cannot be revived in the same state that you are in now. How can you revive something and you in the same state? No, it's got to be a place of revision where you are made different. The Bible says, and he said it last night, that if you are in Christ, you are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. Accept the new. God said he renewed any and every individual in this sanctuary on last night. Tonight is the night to be revived. Embrace what God said you are. Embrace what God said who you are. Embrace what God said he going to do inside of you. Embrace your destiny in him. Be ye revived on tonight. Any and everything that you wrote down on the altar, please, on your paper, put it on the altar. Come to the altar. Put it on it. Don't wait for nobody else, because everybody got their own stuff they need to be revived from. Everybody individually. Put that stuff on the altar. Leave it on the altar. Stay on the altar. Stop praying for yourself. Because God knows what's best for you. He knows any and everything that you need and even what you don't need. He knows any and everything that you went through and what you're still going through. He knows how long you've been in it. It's his timetable, not ours. He knows the suffering, the pain, the shame, the embarrassment. He knows all that. But it's a reason why we should not be in that place. Why? Because it's for our good. And it's not just for us. Come on, somebody. It's all for a purpose. It'll all be worth it. I gotta keep on believing. That's how you get revived, right there. Believe it and you'll receive it. Any and everything that you pray for, the Bible says that when you come to him praying, you got to believe that you're gonna get it. And you'll receive it. That's what the Bible declares. That's what the Bible declares. Thank you, Jesus, for the revision and making us new. God, we thank you in advance for reviving us, that we may have life and have it in an abundance. Oh, God, we thank you for this. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for letting us know, God, and giving it video cosilla, huh? Giving us a boost in our memory, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you on tonight. God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for your word, Father God. We want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, for taking us, Father God, down memory lane, Father God, to let us know, Lord God, everything that we went through, everything that we experienced, everything that we encountered, God, was intentionally purposed for your purpose, God. It was all a part of your grand master plan, Father God. It was all a part, God, of the molding, the making, and the shaping, God. The pressure, Lord God, was necessary, Father God. The stretching, God, it was necessary, God. The breaking, God, it was necessary, Father God. Everything, Lord God, that we went through, Lord God, you knew that we were going to go through, God, and why you intended on us going through it, Lord God, because it was for your purpose. It was for your plan, Father God, to make us, God, into who you want us to be, Father God, that we may walk into our divine destinies and embrace our purpose in you, Lord God. And tonight, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because, Lord God, if you had not took us through it and brought us through it, God, we would not be standing here today, God, renewed and transformed, God, revised today, God. And we thank you, Father God, for the revision, God, because we know, Lord God, the purpose that you have for God, that it is great, Lord God. And want to say thank you, Father God, for the greatness and this purpose and this plan that you have for each and every one of us individually, Lord God, for what you have preordained and predestined for us, Lord God. So tonight, Lord God, we stand on your word, God. We trust and believe that everything that you said to us is true, God, that if it has not yet come to pass, it will come to pass, God, because you are a man of your word and you are a promise keeper, God, because you said it, God, it is so, Lord God. So on tonight, God, with no doubt and no uncertainty, Lord God, with the confidence and assurance, Lord God, we accept your word, God, and we're going to continue, Lord God, to embrace it, God. We're going to continue, Father God, to press and endure, God, as you continue, Lord God, to give us the strength, Father God, to keep going, Lord God. Oh God, on tonight, continue to mold us and shape us, Lord God. Continue to mold us and shape us, Lord God. Continue, Father God, to stretch us and press us, Lord God, as we continue, Father God, to open up to you, God, and make ourselves available to you to continue, Lord God, to complete the work that you have begun, Lord God, because you said, Lord God, it's the month of completion, Lord God, and you're going to complete some things in our life, God. And we want to tell you on tonight, God, we want to say thank you for it, Father God, because we know, God, it is not far-fetched. It's not something that's a figment of our imagination, Father God, but it is so very real, and it's going to take place in our lives, God, in the time and the season, Lord God, that you have destined for it to happen, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you today, God. So tonight, God, we keep our eyes stayed on you, God, that you may continue, Lord God, to lead us and guide us. We're going to keep our minds stayed on you, Lord God, so that we continue, Father God, to be in that place of perfect peace, God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, for being who you are for us, Lord God, and doing what you do best, God, seeing about us, God, and making us to be who you want us to be, Father God, a new creature in you, God. We want to say thank you for the purging, God. Thank you, Father God, for the taking some things out that don't belong, God. Thank you for what you're doing inside of our hearts, Lord God, that we'll be in a proper place in our hearts, God, and we'll be able to receive what you have for us, God. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight, God. We give you all the glory and all the praise on tonight, Father God, because you, Lord God, know what's best for us, God. And want to say thank you, Lord God, for the story, Lord God, that we had, that you allowed it, Father God, to fall apart, God, so that the plan that you have for us, God, can come to manifestation and fruition, Lord God, because the plan that we had, Lord God, it was too small, God. We know, God, the plan that you have for us is great, Lord God, and you're making us, Lord God, that we'll be able, Lord God, to walk in the greatness of this great plan that you have for us, Lord God. We want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for letting us know our worth. Thank you, God, for letting us know our value. Thank you once today, Father God, that we for us, Lord God. Oh God, we will no longer, Father God, deny the purpose that you have, but God, deny who we are in you, God. We'll continue to walk in the power and the authority that you have given us, God, but with meekness on today, God, and humbleness and humility, Father God. Oh Lord God, we just want to say thank you once again, God, for helping us to look in the mirrors, Lord God, so that these things won't prevent us, God, from allowing the greatness, Lord God, inside of us to be completed, Lord God. We want to say thank you once again for the exposing of some things on today, Father God, that we will no longer be in that place that you didn't want us to be in, God, but we today, God, are right in the place and the position that you want us to be in, Lord God. And we thank you once again, God. Lord God, continue to give your people, Lord God, the courage to continue, Lord God, to stand. Continue, Father God, to be able, Lord God, to withstand, God, in the midst of going through these things and experiencing these things, Father God, that you allow it to form us, God. God, we thank you for the forming, God, the developing on today, Father God, that we may continue, Father God, to allow you to be glorified in our lives, Lord. Oh God, we bless you on tonight, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. And we give you all the glory, God, all the praise and all the honor, God. Oh God, we give you all the salutation, all the accolades, Lord God. Everything due to you tonight, God, we give you praise and thanksgiving, Lord God. We thank you for it all, Lord God. We thank you for the good, we thank you for the bad, God. We thank you for the happiness, God. The ups and the downs, the known and unknown, the expected and unexpected, God. It was all necessary, God. It's all intention and purpose for your purpose. That you have purpose with us, Lord. And we want to say thank you for it, Lord God. Oh God, continue to shower down amongst your people, God. Continue, Lord God, to show them that favor, God. And let them know, Lord God, everything that you're doing, Lord God, is working for their good, God. God, continue, Lord God, to turn it around and shift some things and sell us some things, God. As you shift and sell some things in us, God. Let us continue, Father God, to see it all, God. To see it all, God. Not for what we physically see, but seeing what we hope for. And that we believe in, Lord God, that we have not yet seen, God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for refreshing the hope in us, Lord God. We may continue, Father God, to continue to keep our hope in you, God. Oh, God, you love us so much, God. You're so thoughtful and mindful, Lord God. You're so kindful, Lord God. You're so generous to us, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you once tonight, Lord God, for being for us. But we need you to be, Father God, because without you, Lord, we are nothing. Without you, God, we couldn't do it. Without you, God, we have no purpose. We have no meaning and value, but you gave us purpose. You gave us meaning, you gave us value. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you on tonight, God. We take you at your word, Lord God. We trust and believe that it is all true because you are a man of your word and you are a promise keeper, Lord. Oh, God, there's nothing that you cannot do. We know that you are more than able. You are more than capable, Lord God, that you can do exceed above all we can ask, see, or even imagine, God. So, Lord, do the impossible on tonight, Father God, because we know, God, there's many, many possibilities with you, Lord God. May we continue, Lord God, to abide in you as you abide in us. May we continue, Lord God, to stay yoked up with you, Lord God, so that we continue to go on the right way, God, because we know that you want us to go to the right way, to the left, God, unless that's the way that you want us to go. And we know the way to go tonight is forward. And we thank you on tonight for helping us to keep moving forward in you, God. We love you, God. We appreciate you. And give you thanks on tonight, God. Oh, God, we glorify you, Lord. You are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God. You are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God. And we just want to bless you, Lord. We just want to bless you, Lord. We want to bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. Oh, Lord, you have done it all for us. You have given us the victory, Lord God. Oh, God, you intentionally intended for us to win, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because it's our destiny, Lord God. It's already orchestrated for us, Father God, for us to win. So we know, Lord God, in the end, we will win, and we will have the victory. And we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the victory in you, Lord. And we pray that these things, Father God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord knows just what we need and when we need it. Remember, you are made different. There's been a revision that has taken place in your life, so you are renewed. That thing that you thought was dead, that situation, that concern, that person, that friendship, that loveship, it don't matter. Gotta revive some things. That different in you caused the reviving to take place. Y'all getting it? Oh God, touch us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we embrace your word, your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, because you know what each and every last one of us need and even what we don't need. Cover us and conquer us on today, O.C. Conquer us on today, Father God, in the things that we cannot do. Jesus. Lord, you said we are more than conquerors. Conquer that thing in us that we cannot do on our own. Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in the sanctuary. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Restore that hope and revive that thing, Lord, that we lost hope in. Because only you can do it. Only you, God. We tell you thank you even in advance. And we tell you that we love you. We ask you to answer these prayers on the altar, the ones that's on the wall, the ones that's hidden down inside of our hearts that we have not even said anything about. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to consider remove any hidden intentions and any hidden motives even now in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. You may be seated if you want to. I want y'all to listen to these words of this song. Please. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our offering. Y'all know when the Lord is done, I'm done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So that thing that you think is a struggle, that thing that you think is hard, that thing that you think is dead, you are a conqueror. More than a conqueror. Y'all listening to these words? You made it through it. And God to revive you. So that pain, that hurt, even from your childhood, even from that thing somebody said or did, you've been revived from that. You done conquered that already. How did I conquer that? Because you're still here. Ha! You, let me play this one again. Because you're still here. So don't give up no more, y'all. Don't let the enemy speak in your ear or try to change you and your thoughts and your mind. Accept and embrace. Because everything that you're going through is intentional. Y'all hear me? I love you guys so much. I pray that there's been something said on the last couple days that can help us to continue to rededicate ourselves every day, not just this month. This is the month of completion. That's why he first said, I'm going to renew you, then I'm going to revive you. Tomorrow's the final day, y'all. When I sit up here and tell you, embrace what God is doing inside of you. It don't matter if don't nobody else look, don't nobody else see you, ain't got to prove none of that, because God see the best in you. He said your gift will make room for you. Kitty was up here praying, Lord, stir the gifts up inside of your people. Stir them up, Lord, that the fivefold ministry would be flowing. Your people would be healed, delivered, set free with that hunger, that thirst, and that zeal that we need to be pleasing in God's sight. I don't give a rest hell about nobody else. I ain't trying to please nobody. I'm not a people pleaser. I'm a God pleaser. I love you guys. We're going to get ready to get our offering. Thank you, Jesus. This song right here, though. It's saying, minister to me. I said, I'll make sure I play this tonight. Let's hold that offering up in the air and give God back just what he gave to us. Dear God in heaven, we come to you and we just want to thank you for your word on today. We want to thank you for the revision in our lives. We want to thank you for reviving us in our hearts. We want to thank you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for doing what you do best, and that's simply saying about us. We want to thank you for the hope and the restoration. We want to thank you for your redemption power through your blood. We just want to thank you on tonight, Jesus, for simply loving us the way you do in spite of us being us. Now, God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary. Cover us in our diocosia, yudolocosia, yudolobo, shatnidolobobosia. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, and even your hope. Lord, you know what we need and even what we don't need. God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us a heart of acceptance, whether it's good or whether it's bad, Lord, because you know what we need to go through and you allow it to intentionally happen that you're trying to teach us something. I'm asking you tonight, God, to remove the scales off our eyes that we can clearly see, uncork our ears that we can clearly hear. Let your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan be done within our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we leave this sanctuary. And we go out into the highways and the byways, God. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to put coals of fire on our tongue, God, that it'll burn up any and everything that's not like you, that we'll only speak the oracles of you. I'm asking you to instill your holy boldness down and inside of your people, that they will not be ashamed, embarrassment, or even have any fear, God, to speak of your wondrous works and the power that dwells within your hand. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to continue to comfort your people, hold your people, and protect your people. Lord, I'm asking you to touch that person on tonight, Father God, that's a giver. Lord, I'm asking you to put it your full shot in it like I see. Return back unto them 100-fold, God. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he called it all for shot now. That even if they make a sacrificial offering, Father God, I'm asking you right now, Father, that you will return it to them in an abundance. I'm asking you to do it on tonight, Father God, because I know that you can, you will, and that you delight in doing so. I'm asking you to complete the work that you begun down inside of us, Lord, as we continue to rededicate ourselves to you, not just this month, God, but continuously each and every day, because you say that we die daily. Kill any and everything out of our hearts and our minds that's not like you, Lord, because we want to be pleasing in your sight. You say in your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that if our ways please you, you will not withhold those good things from us. Lord, Lord, I'm asking you to restore us back into our proper positions in you, God, and our original state, which is good. I'm asking you to cover us even as the need is placed, Father God, and wrap your angels around us, let no hurt, harm, and danger come before us, God, around us, even across our path. But if by chance it do, I'm asking you, Father God, to stay the hand of any fatalities, incidents, or accidents. And I'm asking you right now, Lord, let us return home just as we left it, which is safe. In your son Jesus' name, protect our families and even our children, God, near and afar. I'm asking you to do it now, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I love you guys. And you are dismissed. Come this way. Make sure I anoint everybody. I hope everybody. I speak blessings over your lives.
I speak blessings
until we meet again.
Blessings of wealth. And until I see you.